I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach. Hello everyone, this is Chad Owen, The Annuity Sales Coach and owner of Retirement Realize Agents Academy and Retirement Realize Financial. Today I want to talk to you about objections. I have actually, this week ended up being a really, really good week. I ended up doing a little over, I'd say $420,000. And actually, I still have one more appointment today. I actually decided to do the recording on Thursday. And obviously, you'll be listening to it on Monday or some other time when you get time during your day. But I actually have been coming into objections. And once again, there are so many deals I get because someone before me did not satisfy the client's questions. And so the first deal I had this week was $200,000, one sit, one close. And literally this guy already had a couple other annuities for smaller amounts. And I went out there literally to review those annuities, and based off of the income value versus the account value, I just said, hey, this is better that you stay with what you're at right now. And he had been advised to actually replace those annuities. When I'm going suitability wise, there's no way that ever would have gotten approved. And why are agents recommending that they replace something? In reality, what they already have is currently better for their situation. And how are they going to do that? Because I've seen this before where somebody goes to surrender an annuity and they go, okay, you know what, just cash out the annuity and have the check sent to you, and then we'll put it into a new annuity. And then I see on the transfer form or the application out of the policy that there was not replacement checked. And I'm telling you, this kind of sliminess and this kind of churning or whatever it is, because churning, obviously people do that where they write an annuity and then they go and they replace it a few years later. There's actually a guy in my area, and he goes and sends letters out to his clients 5-6 years later after he's already written the annuity and continues to replace annuities over and over. And I've ran into him multiple times. And unfortunately, none of the clients have allowed me to turn him in because, once again, he's churning business. He's literally taking them old clients and trying to make them new and putting them in worse situations where even the bonuses aren't surpassing the new value. And so the old value, when you add the bonus, it's still lower. But how does he do it? He basically tells them just have the check sent. And then once again, I look on the application and there was no replacement put. And we have to make sure we're being honest and ethical in all these areas. So the first client I ran into, I looked at these other annuities and I said, based off of what you're in right now, I think you're better where you are versus trying to replace it. So that being said, he really appreciated that because I use this saying. I say, if I get paid based off of the amount of money we move, in other words, the more money we move, the more commission I get. If I'm telling you not to do it, is that better for you or better for me? And obviously they go, that is clearly better for me. And that's how I help clients. That's how I get the trust of so many people, is because I take a moment to look at current situations and I say, hey, leave this money there. This is emergency funds. You're in a better situation on this one. Don't move it. It's more beneficial for you to protect this money and keep it liquid than it is to put it into an annuity. And then all of a sudden they start sharing other things they have, other situations, other circumstances. And all of a sudden I find out that they didn't have $200,000. They ended up having $750,000. And because I helped them, they trust me with the new funds. Now, that's not the reason why I do the ethical and honest thing. The reason why I do the ethical and honest thing, because it's the ethical and honest thing. It's the right thing to do. I have to be able to sleep at night knowing I'm doing the right thing for my clients, not the right thing for my pocketbook or the right thing for my sales or my commissions. And I ran into another client, and this ended up being a $230,000 sale. And this client was actually 71 years old. He was put into a product that you could not draw guaranteed income for life till the 11th year. And he did not understand that. Now, granted, he could do 10% penalty-free withdrawals after the first year, but he could not start to draw income for life till the 11th year. And he's going, that's not what I was told. So I looked at the illustration and I go, okay, they're doing hypothetical growth with hypothetical amounts you could pull out. And hopefully by the 11th year, you have X number of dollars to produce X amount of income. But the reality is there's no guarantees there. So sure enough, I exposed that. And then his wife unfortunately had to go to work when we met the first time. So he asked, she'll be off at 6 o'clock today. Can you come back? Because we want to do this. I just want her here. I said, absolutely. I actually don't have an appointment at that time. I'll be happy to come back. I came back and the first things out of her mouth was going, I was impressed by the fact that you would not push the same product, that this organization that was once again in my area, this is the only product they push over and over and over, no matter what the client's situation is. And they're product pushers. They are not solution people. And how do I know this? Because I run into the same team that's related, and it's the same product every single situation. I've already written 7 different companies this year, probably 10 different products. Why? Because there's so many changes that are consistently happening that I always know the number one product per the client's situation, and I cannot be beat. And so if you listen to your organization and you only do the only one product that they say is the best, that's not good, because there's no product that meets all people's situations all the time. And so it's important that you do the research yourself, and most of the good organizations will absolutely keep you up to date with emails saying, hey, there's a product drop, and there's actually a drop in the spread, the cap, the participation rate. There was a change. Here's another company that came out that has some better rates. The good FMOs out there will actually keep you very up to date on the products that are best for the client situation. The ones that continually, every illustration you ask for, if you're asking them to send that, which once again, as I've said many times, you don't use your IMO to send you illustrations. You go to the insurance company directly and you do the illustration from their website. The reason why is because you know it's not going to be wrong there. You're the one punching in the information. You're the one putting the start date. You're the one putting the date of birth. So you know you don't have to go in there and recheck it multiple times because you've already entered the information. So when you go through and you find them, you ask, of course you can ask for case design and help with that. But if they're constantly using the same product over and over again, that's a red flag to me. Once again, I never get beat in an appointment. I have products that nobody else has, so I get to do things nobody else is able to do because they're limited per distribution. And so I'm very particular on what products I use. Now, once again, this is not, hey, call me and find out what companies, what products I use, because every state is different. You know, they have about 37 states approximately that have the same product line, 13 that have different. There's 10 states. There's different regulations. So you have to research in your state what's best for your client. But don't always take the marketers or the insurance company's word for it. Because remember, who's the expert? We are supposed to be. If you do the wrong thing and you say, hey, my marketer gave this to me, that's why I picked the company. Or, hey, I called the insurance company, that's why I picked this product. That will never stand up in a court. The judge will go, you are responsible for the information. You are responsible for doing the right thing. And that's why literally I tell all my agents that I train is, I'm not just trying to get you to produce more sales and be more successful, but I'm also keeping you from getting sued. How do I do that? By making sure you're providing the best situation for the client. I mean, I have handouts where you got to check in. We're not recommending. Remember, I'm fixed only licensed, so I'm not recommending any sale of any stocks, bonds, mutual funds, any variable accounts. I'm not telling you to get in or out of the market. I'm talking to you about life insurance. I'm talking to you about long-term care. So this sheet right there protects me, making sure I'm covering every base and I'm not doing something I'm not supposed to be doing. Then I have them sign another sheet talking about why I pick the companies I do. I don't always pick the highest payout. I do it based off of financial stability, best benefits, best customer service, highest payout, or highest index growth potential. So that's how I pick companies. Then they can't come back and say, hey, there's a company that paid out more. Yeah, what was the rating of the company? What was the customer service of the company? That's all that matters to me. What good is it if I give them a peace of mind and the concept, but I don't put them in a good company that has good financial ratings and excellent customer service? What good is it if they now stress out because they can't get in touch with the company? That's why I'm very particular on customer service. But that being said, both my sales were one sit, one closes this week for $420,000. Why? Because they had already spoken with other people. They had already bought some annuities from other people, and they realized that I knew these products better than any of the people they had met with before, and I provided a better solution to the problem. Now, one of the clients, the products that they have weren't bad. They were definitely in the top 10 at that time of products, but they were not in the top three. And so why would he sit there and go, okay, why is this better what you have than what I got? And I'll say, hey, here would have been the top three at the time. Now, of course, this takes an enormous amount of time researching and studying and memorizing what products are best. And then, of course, if a product changes, and I'll even do this, this is sometimes how I have really late nights, is I'll actually run appointments for the day, and then all of a sudden I get back to the office and I find out there's been some product changes, but I have appointments the next day, so I'll study the new product changes, making sure I still have the best product available at this time. Whether it's bonus changings, whether it's participation rates going up or down, caps, spreads, whatever it is, I always want to make sure I have the best. What are the payout percentages? Because here's another thing. When we're talking about selling products or representing products, sometimes people focus on just the bonus or just the roll-up rate or just the payout percentage, when in reality, it's all three of those combined. But the number one thing that matters is which one has the highest end result or the highest potential. Because we can have a huge bonus, but it doesn't have any roll-up rates. And then what good is that going to do for income? Because there's no guarantees. Or you can have a high payout percentage, but a low roll-up rate. And then it's still a lower payout percentage. So it's a combination of all three. The bonus, the roll-up rate, and the payout percentage. Or the roll-up rate versus or with the index growth. Because some annuities out there will actually do a guaranteed roll-up rate plus index growth. So how do we know what's best for the client? This is where we study. And when I'm in front of these clients, they know beyond any shadow of a doubt, I'm an expert in this area because I remember products. Or they may say, hey, I've already met with three different people. Here's what they showed me. I know what those products are and how they work. So I could go, hey, you know what they told you there, that's not necessarily true. Here's how this actually works. And they can just give me the product name and I'm going to be able to tell how it works. They don't even have to show me the brochures. Once again, that's just because I study a lot and I'm in front of a lot of people. So what do you do if you're brand new to the industry? I tell people this all the time. This is why we have an annuity basics course. The annuity basics course is to literally go through the extreme basics of annuities. Caps, participation rates, spreads, the indexes, why we pick the income riders we do. It's a very basic, easy way to do that, but it gives you a foundation to build your knowledge upon, understanding what the insurance companies are saying and the language they're saying it, because that's why I wrote my book, Stress and Rocking Chairs, Two Common Killers of Seniors, in English, not Financialese. You know, if you want to buy that book, you go to www.stressandrockingchairs.com and you can order that in bulk. Don't go through Amazon because you can't get bulk orders through there. You have to go through the actual website, stressandrockingchairs.com. But I leave that with every client. Why? Because it's written in English, not financialese. It helps them understand exactly how the product works in a language that they know. I mean, in our area in San Antonio and Austin, we have quite a few military bases. And I say, you know what? A lot of times when I'm speaking with someone in the military, they use all sorts of acronyms that I'm not real familiar with. And doctors do the same thing. Engineers do the same thing. They use acronyms that if you're not in the industry, you do not understand what they're saying. Well, our financial world does the same thing. So I want you to understand in a language that you're familiar with exactly how these works. This is what sets you apart from other people. This is what sets you apart is being different. This is why people say, I know this person is the best for me. I know this person's an expert. And then all of a sudden, these complicated situations and these complicated deals don't turn out to be complicated situations, complicated deals. It looks easy. And I've used this analogy many times. You know, you got the, if you ever watch the Olympics or something, my wife loves watching figure skating or gymnastics. And you know what? It looks smooth. It looks easy. It looks fluid. But if you ever got me trying to do anything on any sort of gymnastics whatsoever or any sort of ice rink, I'm going to flop miserably because I'm not good at that. I will show you how difficult it is because I can't even do a backflip, even probably with some assistance. So it's like it looks easy to them. Why? They practice, practice, practice. That's the same thing we need to do in our industry to be successful. So I hope this helps you. You have a great day and happy selling.
Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.